Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, we're back to Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCTORDAHLIA, 1-877-DOCTORDAHLIA. Vegas Golden Knights are absolutely fantastic. And I just have to open giving them some props here. I'm in Las Vegas. I've been in Las Vegas since the 80s. And there's many people hating on Las Vegas right now because they kicked their city's team's butt as they have progressed multiple years. By the way, since their inception, they've been in the playoffs. I think there was only one year they might not have, but I guess the first 3 years out the gate made it to the playoffs. And here we are, just maybe two games shy of winning the Stanley Cup, which is absolutely fantastic and phenomenal. And yes, we are Vegas born. And even though it is, I believe, the first major professional sports team that grew in and was born in Las Vegas, I do credit our college basketball, the Runnin' Rebels, for the big change we had in the early 90s when we hit the Final Four with the Dream Team and our Coach Tarkanian-led Runnin' Rebels. So Las Vegas has gotten on the map with sports, which to me is phenomenal. Having lived in Las Vegas and having been, I don't know, the brunt of so many stereotypes that Las Vegas has had over the years, and we're a pretty young city, it is phenomenal to see where this team has gone and where our city is gone. And I just want to spend a couple of minutes talking about that because you don't understand how amazing. First of all, the Golden Knights, I'm neighbors with, many of them are my neighbors, and they are just really good people. Their kids are great. Their wives are great. They're just honestly all around good people. So these players are absolutely fantastic. It's a team that's gone through three coaches. Now we have Bruce Cassidy. It's funny because I'll hear people call him Butch Cassidy. Basically, it's Bruce Cassidy and the Sun City Kids, or Butch Cassidy and the. But you know, we have a phenomenal coach. All the coaches I've liked. But you know, here we are, year what, five on our third coach, or year six, and some of the players have been with us since the inception, and we have just always been playoff ready. And to be at this point where we are, and you know, mind you, Las Vegas isn't where, well, we have these other industries and we have these other sort of, corporate landscape that could support the sport. The Vegas Golden Knights have had to compete with, I don't know if you've seen the Strip and you've seen our T-Mobile Arena, which is gorgeous, but the city isn't just all about our sports, the Golden Knights. Yeah, we have Allegiant Stadium now. We're getting the Aces. We have women's basketball. We have minor league hockey and minor league baseball. But if you notice, it's pretty crowded. It's a very crowded strip, and it's a very crowded resort corridor. And the Vegas Golden Knights have had to overcome all the glitz and all the glamour and all the competition it's had. And what I really find is phenomenal is not only are the Vegas Golden Knights helping put Vegas more on the map, not so much being a casino city or a showgirl city, which, again, I'm proud of because I've been a part of Vegas since the 80s, but it's really united our community. For years, when I grew up here, it was all about, well, it's a commuter town. And the town is just to support the tourists. And we could never have a sports team because people are just here to work and they're just here to make their tips and people don't stay. And I'm surrounded by people who are true Nevadans. I mean, I consider myself a Nevadan. I've been here 40 some years. And my kids have been born here, so they're native. And seeing the community and seeing people look at Las Vegas not as a tourist destination, which, by the way, is one of the most amazing tourist destinations and is the entertainment capital of the world, but as a city, as a community, as a place where kids could be raised. When October 1 happened, and I believe that was in our inaugural year with the Vegas Golden Knights, they were some of the first to support the community and to help out and to honor victims. And, you know, living here and seeing the transformation and seeing our community and seeing how people care, seeing people in the jerseys, seeing people just go crazy and excited, I think it's a good thing. And so, you know, now that Vegas is just moving so quickly in terms of embracing sports and bringing more and more teams in, I know there's a lot of debate. Some people are criticizing it, but I'm telling you right now, the Vegas Golden Knights was one of the best things to happen to Las Vegas. And all those players and all the fans and everybody that worked to get them here, God bless, thank you. And they stepped up. And it's not that, you know, we added the glitz and the T-Mobile Arena and all the dog and pony show to make them good. They're really good to their core, and they are fantastic athletes. I'm blown away. Yeah, I'm a big football fan, so I watch more football than anything else. But I don't know how these people aren't exhausted. If I was a hockey player, I would pass out within the first 2 minutes. There is just no way I could do as many practices, as many games, and to see the Golden Knights succeed as they have, and they will probably win the Stanley Cup. Like the Florida Panthers are a fantastic team. They're hosting tonight's game with the Golden Knights at 5 p.m. Pacific time, 8 p.m. Eastern, and they're a fantastic team, but the Vegas Golden Knights has really earned this, and they are phenomenal to their core. So I just wanted to kind of shout that out, and, you know, for those of you that have the Dallas Stars and you have the Kraken, and mind you, you have great teams, I get it, but you've always had that sort of support. Vegas Golden Knights have had to kind of been squeezed in there, you know, put together and compete with everything else that's going on. And for them to still succeed and do what they've done and unite a community that was hard to unite, they're one of a kind. 1-877-DOLLY, don't go away. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely. Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Struggling with credit card debt, high interest rates? There is a solution. Credit Guard of America is a nonprofit licensed and bonded company with an A-plus rating with the BBB. Credit Guard has helped people nationwide get out of debt for over 32 years. They will reduce your interest by up to 50%, stop collection calls, and roll everything into one low monthly payment. This is not a loan, and you do need at least $5,000 or more in credit debt to qualify. Call Credit Guard now at 800-208-9833 for a free, no-obligation consultation. That's right, call 800-208-9833 now.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers. Simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. Big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So many states are suffering now with this hazardous air coming from Canada. And no, I don't think it's because they're mad about what happened with the hockey. Although it was a theory that was entertained by many of us, but no. In fact, I think they're blaming climate change, which I think they really need to be careful. I think you know how things we got pretty fatigued and we overexhausted the COVID excuse for a lot of things. When people keep saying, well, it's climate change, climate change, climate change, I think some of the things that we do need to do as a result of some places getting warmer and some places getting wetter or some places getting drier, I think the more they use that term inappropriately, the less we're going to have environmental progress. So they really need to be careful with this. But right now, they're blaming climate change. That doesn't help a lot of us try to figure out how we're going to breathe over the next few days or weeks. But this hazardous smog has been sweeping down from the Canadian wildfires, affecting millions of people on the East Coast, Midwest. Schools, theaters, libraries, flights, sports games have been called off because of the poor air quality. Most of the states affected, or the states affected the worst, are New York, Pennsylvania, Delaware, Maryland, New Jersey, Virginia. I believe Philly has been able to reopen their airspace. Interestingly, the air quality has now ranked worse than some of the more polluted cities in the world, such as Delhi, India, Pakistan, Lahore. So multiple things have had to change or be canceled temporarily. In New York State, the public library had a delayed opening, which is rare. Four of the city's zoos, the Bronx Zoo, Central Park Zoo, Queens Zoo, and Prospect Park Zoo, had to be closed. The New York Aquarium had to be closed. Broadway productions of Hamilton and Camelot were canceled. The Free Shakespeare in the Parks production of Hamlet was also canceled. Public rehearsals and theaters and other sorts of things have had to change. New York City has also announced alternate side parking rules and other sorts of things that could congest the air and city. Those have changed. I think the game between the Yankees and the Chicago White Sox had been canceled. LaGuardia Airport has issued a ground stop this morning. Public schools had all outdoor activities canceled. And I'm a little mixed on the outdoor activity issue because even though we tell people to stay indoors, when the doors open and close and open and close and then people get congested, I still don't know if schools should even be in session at this point with the air quality being so bad and then everybody stuck indoors. I'm a little mixed with that. If the air quality is that bad, I would say everybody should just get out of Dodge if they can until this clears up a little bit. They say Thursday is a regularly scheduled non-attendance day for students. Their staff development, so children were not going to be at school anyway today. All right, well, that's good. And then the New York City Department of Education announced that Thursday would be a remote workday for staff because of the air conditions. Now, in other cities like Jersey, some school districts sent people home, some closed. Air purifiers were put in classrooms. High Point School District dismissed kids early yesterday, canceled high school prep rallies, football games. I'm blown away that many of these people are still in school. Multiple tri-state area schools have been canceled today from New York, Newark, Elizabeth, Union Public, Orange, Freeport, Long Beach, and Yonkers. In D.C., their zoo was closed. Schools were also moved to indoor recess. Major League Baseball games in New York and Philly were canceled. The Yankees match with the White Sox was postponed. Philly's game against the Detroit Tigers postponed, which, you know, is a pretty big deal when you have to postpone a game. As I said, in Philly, I believe they were able to open the airspace. But here's the thing. Many of you are traveling this weekend. And so because of what's going on in Newark, I think Newark had to close their airport this morning because of the smog. Newark has a lot of issues compared to their other tri-state airports. So I'm not surprised that Newark would be one of the first to close. But for those of you who are expecting to fly in the Southwest, fly in the West, keep in mind any sort of closures or issues that other cities have, especially if they're hubs for your airline, could be an issue. So what happened? Why do we have hundreds of fires going on right now? So these Canadian wildfires have thus now been raging for 6 weeks. They've destroyed 12,741 square miles of forest and land from what we're being told. And some have argued that there wasn't enough forest management, that we had too few controlled burns being performed to clear the forest of flammable surplus. 2020, four scientists wrote a paper published in Progress in Disaster Science in which they said not enough money was being spent by Canada on managing forests. They said wildfire management agencies in Canada are at a tipping point. Pre-suppression and suppression costs are increasing, but program budgets are not. Then in 2021, there was a warning from the editorial board of Canada's Globe and Mail newspaper, reported by Daily Mail, warned that more needed to be done to hold controlled burns to reduce the problem of out-of-control wildfires. Now, everybody else is saying, well, it's climate change, the planet is warming, Canada has had extremely dry and snow-free winter, all 10 provinces have abnormal dryness, moderate or severe drought. And again, I mean, that might be the case. We know California has been pretty dry. We know there's been a drought. Even though there's been a lot of moisture in many parts of the country, other countries have been having dryness. Climate always changes. Southwest has been pretty dry for a while, as you've seen with the Grand Canyon. But these wildfires are causing major, major health risks. You can't breathe in this air. And you see people grab their N95 mask, which is nice. I think an N95 respirator can provide protection, but is it clean? Is it brand spanking new? You know, the N95 respirators we throw out every day. Honestly, when it comes to patient care, we used to change them out after every patient, after every use. Now we're stretching it for the day. Some authorities are saying, well, you could technically use your N95 respirator 5 times. 5 times for how long? I mean, how wet are you getting it? Are you eating in it? Is it getting full of soot? So my recommendation would be to change it out at least once or twice a day. And I don't trust the air. Justin Trudeau has obviously not been taking a lot of responsibility. And I'm mixed. When natural disasters happen, I really don't blame anybody per se, such as a president or a prime minister, for a hurricane or earthquake. What I blame and I attribute responsibility is how they're managing it. Now, if there were things that could have been done preventatively, if there were supposed to be controlled fires set up, if there was something that was supposed to be done and it wasn't under their watch, then yes, that could be an issue. President Biden has sent 600 American firefighters to Canada. Godspeed. Hope they're safe. Hope all firefighters are safe. And, the wildfires, I guess after the 2017 wildfires, there were many scientific reports recommending enhanced forest management in Canada. If that wasn't done, yeah, there is going to be blame. Parks Canada had 23 controlled burns this year. By comparison, there were 150,000 in America in 2019. So controlled burns is something that needs to be apparently a part of forest management. And if they drop the ball, here now we have a cluster and a half. I think yesterday they were saying there was at least 414 fires going on. I'm sure there's more as of today. 239 were completely out of control. This could go on for months. And, of course, the air quality that is within the Canadian provinces, not to mention now that's coming downwind to America, is affecting people with COPD, asthma, heart disease. This is a cluster and a half. This is a mess. And so for those of you that are respiratorily at risk, getting away for the weekend might not be enough. If you are a snowbird, well, snowbirds usually come south for the winter. Many people don't want to go south and hit the heat. But if our air quality is a little cleaner over here, you might want to take advantage of it. I am nervous about California. California, even though they've had exceptional water and precipitation, I am worried about wildfires starting from the California side of things. And sometimes it just takes some lightning or some idiot that doesn't put out his campfire. 1-877-DOC-LA.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA, insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
USA News Update. It looks like Ukraine's forces are on the counteroffensive. Several reports say troops armed with Western weapons and NATO training are engaged in intense fighting in southeast Ukraine. The air remains very bad in much of the east, bad enough for these New Yorkers to dig out their COVID masks. Well, some of them.
I have to say, it got me into a little bit of a funk.
I should have a mask on.
Breathing in, you can still feel a little bit in your chest.
A big victim of the bad air today is air travel. Nearly 2,000 flights nationwide already delayed or canceled. Lawmakers in Alabama must redraw the state's congressional lines now that the Supreme Court has upheld a ruling that says Alabama's current district lines discriminate against black voters. One of the most influential men in Christian politics has died. Christian Broadcasting Network founder and 700 Club host Pat Robertson was 93. Rich Johnson, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunnybay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So June is National Cancer Survivor Month, and what a thing to celebrate. Cancer, when I was in training, for most people were a death sentence. And here we have, thank God, millions of cancer survivors. But we have to credit some of the technology and some of the innovations that we have. And joining us next is Caroline Yost, Global Marketing Lead Oncology Portfolio of Invitae, and she's a cancer survivor herself. Caroline, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Wow. Well, I am blown away at what we've been able to do and the progress we've made, but, you know, you are a survivor yourself. Talk to us about your story.
Yeah, so my story actually started with my mom's story. She was diagnosed with breast cancer in 2006, and since then I had been very diligent about preventative cancer screening. And in 2018, I had my annual breast exam with my breast specialist, thinking I was going to be in and out like usual. And she discovered a mass. And so she actually did a biopsy while I was there and recommended that I do a genetic test with Invitae to gain insights into my inherited risks. And that ended up informing my entire cancer journey. As a survivor, I've kind of turned my patient story into a passion by joining the company that makes the genetic test that I took.
Oh, that's fascinating. Not to mention now it helps your family, and I'm sure your whole family is now, you know, getting screened. You know, we're grateful. Can I ask what stage breast cancer you had?
It was very early. It was stage one. Luckily, I didn't skip a year with my exams.
Thank God. And that's what we're going for. And these gene studies can allow people to find their cancer early. You know, talk to us about what Invitae and some of the gene testing, genetic testing is available.
Yeah, so, well, I'll tell you my story about it. And so when my doctor recommended I get the testing done, she recommended that I do the STAT, which is just a fast test, as you know, to find out if I had any of what she called any of the very scary gene variants like BRCA1 or 2. But she told me that I had the option to expand the test to cover dozens of different variants. And honestly, I wasn't so sure I wanted to know all of that at first. It's really scary to wonder, well, what might come up? And but while I waited for the STAT test to come back, my husband and I talked about it a lot. And I decided that knowledge would empower me to make decisions about my care moving forward if I did have a gene variant. And so fortunately, the STAT test came back negative. But the larger panel did reveal a variant in the gene called PMS2, and that increases the risk of other cancers, including endometrial cancers. And so I decided to have a double mastectomy as well as a prophylactic or preventative total hysterectomy due to my risks. I was finished having children, and so that was an option for me.
Yeah, not an easy choice. I had a hysterectomy as well, having already had an ovarian tumor. I didn't want to take that risk, and it did give me some peace of mind. I love how you brought that up. We make it sound so easy that people can get tested, find their risks, but some people don't want to know. And how do you overcome that fear? Because some people feel that they can't handle the truth, and they actually, it does empower you. And to me, even though everybody says ignorance is bliss, and I wished I didn't know my risk factors, I went through the same thing as you did. Once I did know my risk factors, I was very pleased. I felt like I had some control in the game. And for me, that was very therapeutic.
Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah. So I even before I started working at Invitae, I was telling everybody who would listen, I think that everybody should have genetic testing done as part of their medical record. And I hope that one day it's a reality, because with cancer, it's so important to prevent it or catch it early. And so, you know, whether you have cancer or you just want to know your risks, you know, one thing you can do is to get that medical genetic test done. And yeah, it's scary, like you said, but to me, you know, I thought about it a lot, but knowing was important in my journey so that I could be proactive. Yeah.
So true. We're speaking to Caroline Yost, Global Marketing Lead of Oncology Portfolio and Invitae, and cancer survivor. So this genetic testing, how easy is it to ask for and get?
Well, it's very easy. I recommend everybody talk to their doctor about getting it done, but they can either do a blood test or a spit test. I spit into a tube. You know, it's not something you want to be videoed doing, but it's pretty easy.
Tube.
It's pretty easy to get it done.
And does insurance cover it, or what does the cost look like? Can you comment on that?
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, the advances in genetic testing in recent years have made it much more affordable. And in many cases, it is covered by insurance. So typically, the out-of-pocket cost for a patient using insurance is less than $100.
Oh, that's fantastic. You know, and, you know, we do a lot in terms of screening. We screen for breast cancer. We screen for colon cancer. But we do it on these timelines that are very global, that are very general. And one thing I think we've all learned is cancer is very unique. And depending on our genetic makeup will determine our risk, our ability to be able to be treated. And so not only does Invitae and what this genetic testing does helps us determine if we are at risk, but I think it can also help steer the type of treatment our oncologists need to use.
Absolutely. I mean, I'm a perfect example of that. When my doctor called me to tell me that I had a positive, you know, that I had breast cancer, she said to me, "Well, you can do you can just do a lumpectomy." And I didn't want to worry about it. Once we knew, especially that I had a gene variant, and to me, it informed my decision, like to be aggressive with my treatment. And so that's how I ended up doing, you know, deciding to do a double mastectomy and the total hysterectomy prophylactically.
It's not easy, you know. I mean, how have you been handling with the loss of the breasts, and, you know, how have you been coping with that?
Well, awesome. I mean, I ended up having 5 surgeries between the two different things going on over 2 years, and I had breast reconstruction. So I have breasts. It was, you know, fortunately, insurance, at least my insurance, covered that.
Yep.
So, no, I mean, I feel great. I'm healthy. I'm thriving. And I'm just telling everybody
we love it.
To be proactive, you know.
We love it. One final word. Anything else you'd like to leave with my listeners, please? Any other information you'd like to give them?
Yeah, so I don't think I mentioned one of the things that Invitae does is they do family variant testing. So when I did have a positive, they also test my bloodline if they want to be. And I encourage people, if they do get a positive, to have their, especially their children, tested. Fortunately, none of my children has the variant, but knowing that's such a relief. And if they did, then they could be proactive. But I just felt really empowered by this knowledge, and I felt like I had more control, like you were saying, over my health journey. And yeah, so I'm a believer.
Love it. Us too. Caroline, thank you so much. Give us the website one more time.
Yep, Invitae.com. Invitae.com. And yeah, I mean, just I encourage people to talk to their doctor about genetic testing.
Wonderful. Can't wait to have you back. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
All right, guys, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Fantasy football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action. Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
It's all too obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. American families are talking about a future of food shortages, banks failing, society breaking down, and what seems like the setup for the apocalypse. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are leaning into self-reliance, investing in emergency food storage now more than ever. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, has made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their best-selling three-month emergency food kit. You get tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on three-month emergency food kits at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare for what we all know is coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
Extend Dolly. We are back. I'm the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALLY, 1-877-DOCDALLY. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen, and Daniel, our producer. So last week, one of you asked, what sort of oversight do teachers have? And it was in regards to the lesson planning, and how do you protect students from a teacher just going off and saying anything? And I have never taught, I've taught in multiple arenas. I've never taught in a public school district. But in terms of teaching Sunday school and doing guest lectures in public school or teaching in medical school, the oversight varies. What's supposed to happen in general and in a perfect world is your lesson plans get approved. And you have to have a curriculum that you stick to. You have to have lesson plans. You have to have objectives. You always have to have objectives, and you have to make sure those goals are met for those objectives. Now, what happens in between, where teachers could go off and start talking about other things, that gets a little more difficult. Now that many classes are being recorded, and there's more video, and kids could videotape, there's a lot more evidence that then can be brought up to school administrators that a teacher brought up X, Y, and Z. But in the past, it was, teachers had an audience. They had what's the word for it when you have, when they're, I don't want to say hostage, but they're basically, they don't have options because they don't have the power to leave the classroom, etc. So they're committed to being there, and some teachers use it as a power trip. And I have seen teachers teach things completely inappropriate. And when I would say something about it, it got me in trouble. And I don't want to say in trouble, but it was frowned upon by those who had relationships with those providers. So, you know, seeing a teacher bring up to, female students that they shouldn't be wearing pants, things like that. Just shocking how there can be individuals that interject their own personal bias and their own personal mantras. There was a Southern California teacher. She's an anatomy teacher. She's been suspended because parents found out she was giving very sexually explicit anatomy lessons. In fact, I believe one of her classes was caught on camera teaching kids about anal sex, vibrators, the G-spot, how to derive pleasure from the prostate. And they say there was a 1 minute 20-second clip where the teacher from Alta Loma, California was using diagrams to educate seniors on prostate gland and male on male anal sex. Now, if it was a sex course and if it was something that the parents signed off on, that's one thing. But this is an anatomy course. Why is this being brought up? And so it does make you a little concerned. Apparently, she also taught students how to find sex toys. Again, why is that a part of a human anatomy curricula? And you wonder why. And what's fascinating to me is when you teach at a school, the Title IX training is extensive. You are not allowed to bring up sexual content or things that can make a student feel uncomfortable or feel harassed, or you cannot bring up content that could be inappropriate. And it seems like all of a sudden there's a Lollapalooza of bringing up sex and vibrators and condoms and condoms I understand we bring up, but that's supposed to be for the sex ed component of the curriculum. Why is it being brought up in other classes? And I don't understand. Title IX, you lose your funding. If you violate Title IX, that school district loses their funding. They have to follow rules to not subject students to content that they find uncomfortable. In Las Vegas, there's a lawsuit going on right now because the child had to perform a monologue with somebody staring at his genitals. He was dressed, of course, but saying she doesn't want them in her and she's lesbian. But what class was this? Who's asking for this to be taught? And so, you know, do teachers have the ability to go on a tangent? They do. And, you know, having been a teacher, I did notice I had to hold back. There were, you know, when students were asking me about Obamacare, I had to be neutral. As much as I thought it killed the neighborhood family doc and the solo practice, and even though there were a couple good things with it, like pre-existing conditions, I really found myself holding myself back because I didn't think it was appropriate for me to give my opinion. If somebody asked my opinion, I would give it. But for it to be a part of school curriculum and content, no. And I don't think the average teacher uses that restraint. Like, this is what I believe in. And so, people think that the teacher is a political activist. She was caught on hidden camera teaching kids about this. You don't... The thing is we already are struggling in schools with kids learning the material that they need to learn to pass standardized tests and to get through. You know, your science teacher isn't supposed to be the one to teach you how to have sex or how to give yourself a climax or orgasm. Yet some of these teachers feel like it is up to them. They feel like they're the ones. Maybe some of them, they get power hungry and they want to be the, gosh, I forget which, I think it was a Robin Williams movie where he was this, I forget the name of the movie, where he was this brilliant physician. It was based on a true story that really got through to students. And mind you, I loved being a type of professor where people came to me to ask me anything, and they would love the advice I gave, and they would love the fact that I would teach them very practical things in medicine and not just read from a textbook. But there's a responsibility you have to have. And so, interestingly, that even in California, you know, parents had an issue with it. They complained, and now she's been put on leave. It's just, you know, there should be oversight. And these kids, they're captive audiences. These kids could, you know, if they respect a teacher, and mind you, we always find people that we respect, we use as a mentor, we follow their advice. You have other individuals that don't want to be infused with that type of stuff if they're in a class for something else. And you worry that it's a sort of brainwashing that could happen. You know, one of the reasons why college admittance is down and admissions are down is people don't want to feel like they're going to be infused with certain ideologies when they go to campus. And online has soared because it's more content driven. You won't necessarily have, especially if you're self-teaching, you won't necessarily have a provider saying, look, guys, off the cuff, this is what I really think is going on. This is what I... And so people don't want to have that. And some do. Some want a professor, want a mentor, and want to be their disciple. That's fine. But for the other people within the captive audience, they have to have a choice of getting out of it. And there also has to be transparency. This is what you're going to get. You know, you are going to... I took an evolution class in college. I think I had to. I forget. It was for part of my degree. And they were very open about this. This is about evolution. You know, we're not going to be talking about creationism or Bible. This is about evolution. All right, I get it. Yeah, but there has to be a transparency. 1-877-DOCTOR-ELLIE.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of 3 major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are,
He doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.